All across Afghanistan, villagers are gathering to elect representatives who will take part in next month's Loya Jirga, or Council of Tribal Elders. The tradition dates back more than 300 years and is unique to Afghanistan. Next month's Loya Jirga will be the first full meeting of the tribal elders in three decades, and it will mark the beginning of a new Afghan administration. NPR's Guy Raz reports on the preparations underway in the Farza district in eastern Afghanistan.
The road to Farza's town hall, or Uleswali, is full of rocks and craters. But despite the uncomfortable one-hour trek along this dusty trail, Muhammad Yar Amiri, a member of the commission overseeing the Loya Jirga process, is eager to get the word out. He's been canvassing this part of the country for the past month, meeting with tribal elders and villagers, explaining the Loya Jirga process. This morning, as his car approaches the town hall, an announcement roars from the mosque about the public information campaign Amiri will convene later in the day. Before he talks to anyone, Muhammad Yar Amiri must first meet with Farza's Uleswal, or district administrator, just to make sure they're on the same page. Abdul Qadir, the Uleswal, is surrounded by gentle, smiling, and heavily armed guards. His expectations are big. Farza district has none of the following. No hospital, no school, no electricity, no running water. The district was virtually destroyed during the Afghan civil wars of the early 1990s. Abdul Qadir says people are anxious for the changes to come quickly. Just outside Abdul Qadir's bombed-out shell of an office, also known as the town hall, a steady stream of men over the age of 15 treks up a dirt road, past the remains of mud brick houses, toward the trickling river. 30-year-old Erfan returned from a refugee camp in Pakistan 4 days ago, after hearing about the Loya Jirga meeting here. He's putting a lot of faith in the Loya Jirga and expects a responsible government to come out of it.
I will go to Loya Jirga and fight about the future of our country and our government.
After 23 years of war, Erfan's demands are modest. Maybe a little asphalt, perhaps electricity, a little concrete here and there. Most important is schooling, he says.
Education in our village and in this district, and also development about our this village district, because our people needs to make their country, their village, their all things better.
Hundreds of bearded men sit under the shade of trees. The imam leads a prayer. Today, the men of Farza will learn about the responsibilities to the community. The leading mullah calls on Farza's men to remember their Muslim duty, to elect representatives who will follow the word of God. 20 men from Farza will be elected to serve on a district committee. Those 20 men will then choose one to represent the district of Farza at next month's Loya Jirga. It's a unique Afghan form of grassroots democracy. Sort of. Farza is a very conservative district, and while national leaders are encouraging women to participate, the cultural conditions here are not yet ripe. Back in Kabul, Tomas Rotish, the UN's coordinator for the Loya Jirga, is trying to foment meritocracy. Every day, Rotish, a native German who speaks fluent Dari and Pashto, receives delegations of tribal elders from all across the country. The delegations are mostly men who are still trying to figure out how a democratic vote works.
Some people come frankly and ask me whether they can have a seat in the Loya Jirga, and then I have to tell them it's not easy as that.
Rotish is also charged with distributing representatives to each of Afghanistan's 400 districts based on proportion. This is a country where the last census taken by the Taliban is regarded as something of a farce, so Rotish relies on earlier numbers.
People are coming here and say, we are so and so many people. The Kuchis, the nomads, came here and say, oh, we are 3 million. And another Kuchi leader came and said, no, we are 5 million. Another said, we are 7.5 million. And if I add it up with the 3.5 million Pashais, which one Pashai told me, and I don't know, the 5 million Uzbeks, we already have the complete population of Afghanistan. We don't have a single Pashtun amongst them. So we have to step on the brake a bit with these things.
But it's not just population disputes. Tomas Rotish is trying to help create a completely new system of government using ancient and traditional means. Not everyone's happy, and in at least a third of Afghanistan's provinces, tribal elders have yet to accept the rules laid down by the United Nations. No warlords can stand for election, no drug smugglers, and no one who violated human rights. Omar Samad, spokesman at the Foreign Ministry, says leaders and commanders in certain provinces are already making the process difficult.
Obviously, they will try anything at their disposal to undermine the Loya-Jirga process.
But despite these obstacles, no one is ready to say they're insurmountable. Habiba Ukukmal is one of the three women on the commission overseeing the Loya-Jirga process. It's clear that our people are tired of war, she says. We know that gunmen and warlords still control the people, but what the people want is peace. They simply want the rule of law to prevail here. And, she says, it will. Guy Raz, NPR News, in the Farza district, Afghanistan.